FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Seth, we've had a nice run with the Astros the last decade or so. It's been really good, man. We got a lot of October.
Hadn't noticed.
A lot of October baseball. I think it's fair to say the confidence in this year's version of the Astros has been damaged a little bit along the way here throughout July and August.
This year's version, I don't know. And it's different in a lot of – partly – one of the things that's hard about this year is because one of the things that really sustained the Astros through the golden era was their judgment at the plate. And just, I mean, you think about, like, one of my favorite things about the golden era was Alex Bregman being so much better than the umpires at knowing what was a strike and what, you remember, if Bregman had an issue with a call, then it was almost
right.
Always exactly verified by the, and they had a lot of guys like that. They were, you know, when they were really raking it with home runs, they also had the lowest strikeout rate in the league.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, I don't need to see things like this. Only the Colorado Rockies have a higher chase rate, and only the Athletics see fewer pitches per plate appearance.
Yeah,
Those are the two teams that I want to be better than, and those are the only two teams that I'm better than when it comes to judgment at the plate.
Yeah.
That's frustrating, Sean.
Yep. No, I get it. I get it. And all the injuries, too, you feel like the gods are against it. Every week, it feels like there's a new right elbow inflammation with this team. So Ken Rosenthal, The Athletic, has a piece where he looks at all the contenders, you know, all the teams that are playoff teams. Because, look, we're sports fans. Everybody finds something to complain about. Even the Milwaukee Brewers, who are far and away the best team in baseball right now, record-wise, their fans are probably complaining about something. So Ken Rosenthal says here, in the spirit of his late father, Big Ed Rosenthal, which I find ironic because Ken Rosenthal is a tiny human being, that his dad was named Big Ed Rosenthal.
Maybe he was ironically named
could
Big
be,
Ed.
Could be, yeah. Big guy named
Maybe
Tiny.
He was like the biggest jockey at the racetrack
could,
or something.
That could very well be. Yeah, tiny guys named Bubba. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'd shrug off any illness, surgery, or other calamity that his kids would endure by staring at them blankly and saying, it could be worse. So The tone of this article, Seth, is he's trying to tell all of the contenders that it could be worse. So here we go. This is what he says about the Astros. If you're an Astro fan who's complaining or worried about the postseason, can this team make another run back to the ALCS, which they didn't do last year? Here's Ken Rosenthal trying to give you a little perspective on life. Yordan Alvarez is healthy. Jose Altuve remains a threat. Carlos Correa, Jesus Sanchez, and Ramon Urias arrived at the trade deadline. But would you believe the Astros, before dropping 11 runs on the Rangers Saturday, ranked 25th in the majors, 25th in runs per game.
Okay.
Only
so this is just to remind everybody, this is something that's supposed to be making us feel better about
could
the
be
Astros.
Worse.
Okay.
Right.
All right, little Ken.
Right.
Let's see where you're going with this.
He's got three more sentences to make this work.
Yeah.
Only the Colorado Rockies chase at a higher rate.
Okay, he's got a big finish coming up, I can tell, because so far not doing it for me. Okay.
Only the Athletics see fewer pitches per plate appearance.
All right, we got two sentences left. Where are you going with this, Kenny?
The Astros miss the patient, productive Isak Paredes out since July 19th with a right hamstring.
I get that.
But with the addition of Correa, They do not have an obvious spot for Paredes if he returns. Rosenthal, you suck at this.
Rosenthal, obviously, Big Ken Rosenthal must have had a... I'm guessing the milkman was a tiny fella. For Ken Rosenthal, I don't think that's indeed your actual father.
Do you feel
what
better?
Hell?
You're, I'm supposed
no.
It could be worse. Yeah.
Where? What? I guess did he start off with Yordan Alvarez is healthy?
Right.
I guess that's what's supposed to make me. Jose Altuve remains a threat, but Jose Altuve has been the version of Jose Altuve by and large for the whole year. It's not like this is something that makes me feel like, oh yeah, that's peak Altuve this season.
That's right.
Sure. Totally expecting him to have multiple walk-off home runs. What the hell are you talking about, Ken Rosenthal?
This is horribly done. I feel worse. He's reminding us of what all the blemishes are on this team. He's like, there's a zit, there's a wart, there's a rash. Do you feel better about yourself now? Like,
yeah.
No, I can't go out in public with this chase rate.
This is very much in the spirit of could be worse. Could be worse rarely actually helps people feel better about anything.
Yeah.
I understand where you're going with it and everything. And yeah, your lot in life is not nearly as bad as it could be. And you should appreciate, write it in your gratitude journal, all of that and everything. But usually it's almost like one of those things of like, okay, well, I'm about to die by electrocution, but it could be worse. They could be stoning me to death.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. That's what this is. This is just choosing a way to die. That's a horrible job by Ken Rosenthal.
Hey, Paredes could return, but I don't even know where they're going to put him.
Well, it is. Okay, now that is an interesting. If Paredes is able to play, they and they're still scoring runs at this anemic rate that they've been scoring them for really this entire season, as Ken Rosenthal points out. They've not been good at scoring runs. I think what has to happen is Jose Altuve is going to have to play second base, and Yordan Alvarez is going to have to play left field, and you're going to defensively have to rely on the fact that the other guys you have out there are all elite. Jake Meyers is an elite center fielder. He was a Gold Glove finalist. Cam Smith, by all the advanced stats, is an elite right fielder, even though he's only been doing it for less than a year. The other infielders besides Altuve are Christian Walker, former Gold Glover, Jeremy Peña, former Gold Glover, Carlos Correa, former Gold Glover at shortstop. I think if Paredes comes back and they're still not scoring runs, you got to go Altuve at second, Yordan in left field, and let Paredes DH and get your best 9 offensive guys into that lineup.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I like to scoff and laugh at the version of myself from last spring, because that guy doesn't exist anymore. That's Seth Payne. He's gone. This is a different one. So I'll laugh at old that Seth Payne from back then.
What was it about that Seth Payne?
We would say things like, really, how often is your left fielder going to make the decisive error in a game or whatever? Come on, really, how often can they hurt you?
Yordan dropped a ball the other day.
I know. I'm thinking of that at this very moment, Sean.
And yet, I don't want to go out in these playoff games and lose 5-1 every time.
The answer is clear. They have to play Altuve in right field, Sean.
Yeah. Can you imagine that arm? In right field, they'd be running on pop up in shallow right field. They would be running on him every single time. Paredes at second, Altuve DH, Jordan on left field. I'm just reading text. Sorry.
No. Because we need to talk about Paredes at second. I think that because I know that people there's reasons to believe that like they don't feel awesome about Paredes at second. I gotta feel like Paredes at second is not going to be as much of a liability as Altuve anywhere in the field. I don't know. I think there might be some more creativity, or they can jockey things around more than
maybe. I wonder how the hamstring factors into all of it. You know, do you want him playing defense and running the bases? Yeah. I have no. You know, that's a medical.
It's going to be a game by. I don't know. Sometimes we talk about this stuff and we act like that whatever configuration you talk about is the one that they have to stick with through the entire playoffs. It's going to be a game-by-game proposition.
It's a good problem to have. Even if he's back as a guy who's just a right-handed bat off the bench to pinch hit, this is a good problem to have. They've gone the whole year with like two or three guys on the roster who don't even deserve to be in the big leagues. So this would be a good problem to have. Seth, are you ready to get petty?
Oh, I'm so ready. This is going to be one of the best all-time petty casts, I think.
It is. This is going to be a good one. We got some good stuff. Get your petties ready. Text in. 713-572-4610 if you're feeling petty about anything, but boy, do we have some petty people around the world of football. We will get to them coming up next.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.